Hearts and These Dreams, and a bit of ABBA to start the hour with the SOS at 40 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show. Moongazers are in for a treat this week as a pink supermoon is set to light up the skies. Although a pink hue might not be as noticeable as the name would suggest. Might not even see the moon this week. April's full moon is named after pink flowers known as phlox, which bloom in the springtime. It's a supermoon because the full moon will occur when it's near its closest point to the Earth in its orbit. But the lunar surface of the moon this month will appear 14% bigger and 30% brighter than some past full moons, which means it will be the brightest full moon of 2021 so far. Now, you can see the pink supermoon from tomorrow, and it will appear full for around 2 to 3 nights afterwards. It'll be at its fullest point at 5:13 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is the moment it reflects the maximum amount of sunlight onto Earth and will only last a short while. It'll be visible from anywhere, as long as it's not too cloudy. Anna Ross, an astronomer at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, said the best times to view the supermoon will be any time during the night of the 27th of April, when the moon will rise in the east just before sunset and set in the west around sunrise. And according to Dr. Darren Baskill, physics and astronomy lecturer at the University of Sussex, the moon may only appear pink or reddish for short periods of time, depending on its location as it moves over the horizon. I thought we'd had it with supermoons. I thought that was all last June.
Yeah, I thought that had been and gone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's unlikely the supermoon will appear pink in any discernible manner unless you catch it exactly at the right time.
And you missed you missed the meteorite then. You didn't see that in Cairns.
Meteor showers.
Yeah, you didn't see it.
No. What time was that then?
10:30 on Saturday, was it? Yeah.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Cars.
Very impressive.
Already in the land of naught by that time, I'm afraid. Gardener's World took it out on me. Well, be gentle with me.
Yeah, okay, I will. You probably saw half of it, didn't you?
Half of what?
Well, when you popped in, did you not see? Did you not get a sneak preview?
When I popped in.
When you came to get the photo, the page to photocopy.
No.
We shall see. Okay.
I think I'm spying over your shoulder. Wouldn't dream of such a thing.
Right, question number one. On this day in 1980, this female British singer was at number one. Her band was originally called The Angel and the Snake. The band also, it was planned for them to write and record the theme for the 1981 James Bond film For Your Eyes Only.
Sheena Easton.
No. This female singer worked as a Playboy bunny before being who she was known as. And the song that was at number one on this day in 1980 was originally meant to be sung by Stevie Nicks.
It's a group or a solo artist?
A group, yeah. Well, I mean, she was known, yeah, that they are a band, really. But she was the leader of the band.
I was
going to
say Chrissy Hynde, but she's not even British, is she? So,
Nineteen eighty. It was number one.
No.
Blondie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Blondie, and can you get the song?
Hearts of Glass.
No, it was Call Me.
I was gonna say that.
Question number two, on this day in 1966, this song was at number one in the UK. It was this female British singer's only UK number one, and when recording the track, the singer was not satisfied with her vocal until she recorded 47 takes. Her real name was Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien.
Dusty Springfield.
Yes, and she was born, where was she born?
In a hospital.
In West Hampstead, yes, the area of London, of course, which is quite affluent and has many creative...
Affluent.
And has many creative celebrities, such as Emma Thompson.
Sarah Lysett.
Anyway, what was the song?
Son of a Preacher Man.
No.
You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Correct. And finally, on this day in 1976, this band's album went to number one in the US album chart. It spent 7 weeks there, and the album featured a song which was written in response to a post-Beatles breakup comment by John Lennon, in which Lennon claimed that the only songs that this singer wrote for the Beatles were... Silly.
Silly.
Well, that's a clue to the title of the song taken from the album that went to number one on this day in the US in 1976.
Oh, my brain's not working this morning. And this person used to wrote a couple
of... He was in the Beatles.
He was in the Beatles.
Yes, he was in the Beatles, and he wrote this song with another group, and the group went to number one in the album chart in the US in 1976. And this particular song,
Wings,
taken...
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes, and the song...
Silly Love Songs.
Yes!
Oh, you led me there in the end,
well
didn't you?
Well done, well done.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. I can't even find the mouse at the moment, let alone the song. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's really, it's a Monday morning. I don't know why I'm so...
Did you party at the weekend?
No, not
not even.
Just went for a very long walk yesterday. I suppose that must have taken out of me. But,
probably.
Yeah, no. It's quite reasonable, actually. No partying for me. Well, only among the vegetables. News, sports and weather's coming up.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leicester has the top stories across the Riviera.
It's back to school today for all nursery and elementary classes in France after 3 weeks of closure due to the health crisis. A strict health protocol is planned along with an increase of testing capacities. Classes will be closed after one detected case of COVID and pupils will be spaced 2 metres apart in school canteens. The government has advised parents, when possible, not to send their children to the canteen. Testing is to be increased with some 400,000 saliva tests being made available, with a target of 600,000 per week by mid-May. These tests will be distributed firstly in regions with a high incidence rate. Middle and high school students have one more week of distance learning before being allowed back into the classroom on Monday, May the 3rd. To mark the reopening of schools, French President Emmanuel Macron is this morning set to visit a school in the Seine-et-Marne region on the outskirts of Paris. And meanwhile, speaking on Sunday evening, ahead of the reopening of schools, French Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer declared to French media that schools are not responsible for the epidemic and that they are not a specific place of contamination. With the return to school, COVID figures in France were reported on Sunday as being high but stable. On Sunday, 5,978 people were hospitalised in intensive care, with a total of 30,287 in hospital. 145 additional deaths have been recorded in the past 24 hours. That's compared to 220 on Saturday, and the number of new cases stood at 24,465. While the French government looks set on sticking to the plan of reopening terraces and some cultural places mid-May, a government spokesman, Gabriel Attal, warned on Sunday that there will be no big night of reopening and that it will be done gradually. Meanwhile, concerning COVID variants, the French Prime Minister Jean Castex claimed at the weekend that a battle against the variants has begun. According to Castex, all precautions have been taken to ensure the quarantine of travellers from five countries at risk: Brazil, India, South Africa, Argentina and Chile. Hundreds of young people have transformed a park in Paris into an open-air nightclub. Sunday evening saw people gather in the park of Butte-Charmont, with many ignoring barrier gestures as park wardens intervened just minutes before the 7 p.m. curfew. Meanwhile, the Prince's government here in Monaco has offered its sincere condolences to the family and relatives after an 83-year-old Monaco resident died from COVID on Sunday. To date, 32 residents have died in the principality since the beginning of the pandemic. On Sunday, three new cases were declared, with the number of residents affected by COVID standing at 2,432. Nine people are currently in hospital and 36 people are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. Figures published for the Outmaritime have shown that 71 people are currently in intensive care and 227 people are hospitalised. Meanwhile, the incident rate continues to fall, standing at 179, which is below the alert threshold, as well as the national average of 319. And concerning the vaccination campaign, 14 million people, or just over rather, 14 million people have received at least one injection of the vaccine, and nearly 5.5 million people have received both doses. That's according to figures from the Directorate General of Health. In other news, thousands of protesters gathered in several French cities to denounce a court's refusal of a trial for a man who killed a 65-year-old Jewish woman after experts determined he acted in a delirious fit due to heavy marijuana use. The decision has infuriated the victim's family as well as Jewish groups, and last week prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to urge a change in French law to ensure that people face responsibility for violent crimes while under the influence of drugs. And finally, a group of French volunteers have emerged from a cave after a 40-day study exploring the limits of human adaptability to isolation. The project aimed to test how people respond to losing their sense of time as well as space. The so-called deep time experiments came to an end on Saturday, allowing the 8 men and 7 women aged between 27 and 50 who took part to leave the cave. The scientists behind the project say it will help them understand how people can adapt to extreme living conditions. The purpose of the study has particular relevance during the coronavirus pandemic, a time when lockdown measures have confined millions of people to isolation.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Football, Manchester City have won the League Cup in England and there were 3 games in the English Premier League on Sunday. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester City have claimed their first major silverware of the season in England. City were winners of the Football League Cup for a 4th straight time after a 1-0 victory over Tottenham Hotspur in the final at Wembley Stadium. The BBC's correspondent John Murray reports.
Manchester City left it late. Aymeric Laporte's winning goal, a glancing header from a De Bruyne free kick, came in the 82nd minute, but when it came, it was thoroughly deserved. If City had taken a quarter of the chances they created in the first half alone, they'd have had the final won long before that goal eventually arrived. Tottenham offered little, forcing City goalkeeper Stefan to make just the one save from Lo Celso early in the second half. But that was because Pep Guardiola's side were too good for them, as they equaled Liverpool's competition records of winning it 4 years in a row and for an 8th time in all.
In the latest Premier League action, second-place Manchester United were held 0-0 at Leeds United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer felt that his team didn't test the opposition keeper enough. The Leeds midfielder, Calvin Phillips, says his side have exceeded expectations in their first campaign back in the top flight.
We never thought at the start of the season that, you know, we would be in... possibly will be in the top 10. We just took every game as it come, and you know, we've done very well this season, and you know, we've still got a few games left, so we're safe now, so you know, we can enjoy this football, and the pressure's kind of off now, so we know that whatever happens, you know, we're not going to go down, so you know, we can kind of enjoy football now, and you know, push on and hopefully do well to the end of the season.
Burnley seems safe. Chris Wood scored a hat-trick in a 4-0 win at Wolves. And West Bromwich Albion's fading hopes of avoiding relegation suffered a setback. Substitute Keenan Davis scored an equaliser in added time for Aston Villa in a 2-2 draw. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Good win for Burnley.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Morning, Stuart. Looks like you're safe. Can relax now.
And what are you going to do? You've moved up, haven't you?
Up to fourth.
Yeah, I certainly have. And you're ready to pay $61 million asking price for a player, apparently. Rafael.
Who?
Rafael Varane.
I don't believe any transfer talk at this time of the year. No, but City have pretty much won it, haven't they? And Manchester United held to a draw by Leeds,
yeah.
So they're second, 67 points. Leicester play tonight. They're at home against Crystal Palace, 59. Then Chelsea, 58. West Ham, 55. Liverpool, 54. Spurs, 53. And Everton, 52. So down to Everton, I suppose. One of those clubs could make the Champions League place, but it's going to be interesting. And the Scottish Cup on Sunday, Dundee United with 3-0 winners at Aberdeen, and Rangers and St Johnstone drew 1-1, with St Johnstone coming through on penalties. Rugby Union, there was one game in the Gallagher Premiership on Sunday. Wasps beat Bath 39 points to 29. And in the Guinness Pro 14 Rainbow Cup, Dragons beat Scarlets 52 points to 32. Tennis, Rafael Nadal has won his 12th Barcelona Open title in a 3-set victory over Stefanos Tsitsipas. Nadal saved a match points along the way before finally coming through 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. The victory took 3 hours, 38 minutes and gave the 34-year-old his 61st clay court title. Meanwhile, world number one Ashley Barty won the Stuttgart Open after beating Anya Sabalenka in the final on Sunday. Barty came through 3-6, 6-love, 6-3 to claim her third WTA title of the year and only her second on clay after winning the French Open in 2019.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime and the Var. The general situation is a depression 1,002 millibars north of the Balearics. There are gale warnings in force. Winds are northeasterly, force 6 to gale force 8. The sea is rough, visibility is moderate. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,012 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, rain, force 6 to 7 northeasterly winds, moderate to rough seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 7 to gale force 8. There are gale warnings in force. The sea is rough, visibility is moderate. Barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,011 millibars. And the outlook for Tuesday, rain force 6 to 7 southeasterly winds, moderate to rough seas and moderate visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
What happened?
Don't know.
There I was, shorts and flip-flops on, toes between the sands, and all of a sudden it's back to long trousers and jackets. Overcast with rain, moderate to strong easterly winds. Temperatures 18 degrees today, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight lows 15 degrees with more rain. Tuesday and Wednesday, rain tomorrow, sunshine and showers on Wednesday. Highs of 15 to 18 degrees. It's not what I paid for, finally.
Researchers say that the T-Rex swaggered like True Grit star John Wayne. Yes, the 50-foot beast strutted like a cowboy at about 2.9 miles per hour, unlike its speedy depiction in Jurassic Park. Researchers studied the shape and movement of the T-Rex's tail, along with ancient fossilised footprints, in order to reconstruct its arrogant, cowboy-like swagger. They discovered that the meat-eating beast, which dominated the Earth 68 million years ago and weighed 8 tonnes, walked with a distinctive swinging rhythm. Ironically, most of the world's T-Rex fossils have been found in the American desert, which later became the Wild West.
What is it with you and dinosaurs? Getting a bit obsessed.
I like dinosaurs.
I've got a couple of little plastic ones in the cupboard at home if you want.
I've got loads, yeah.
Do you want them? To add to your collection? Oh, suit yourself. Are you up to date?
Diplodocus. My favourite.
Brontosaurus, the ones with the long neck. The news is on the website, rivieraradio.mc. It's 18 minutes to 8 and Tommy's back. Yes. Here's the new single from Tom Jones. From his new album, Surrounded by Time, saw him being interviewed on Channel 4 yesterday. What a guy. No Hole in My Head.